This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Somebody is going to win some cash today. It might as well be you. You have to participate. You got to go to doublet973.com and enter the winning word. It's all brought to you by The Home Zone, where they make your house a home, and doublet973. You can be like William Brashears, who won $250 on Tuesday. You put extra $250 in somebody's pocket, and you know, maybe they...
That'll make it for a good early...
Yes.
Good start to your week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe take the missus out to dinner or, you know, the kids, or put some gas in everybody's car. I mean, anymore, we're getting to a point where it might take that to fill up.
What are you driving, a tank?
Well, I mean, it's over three now, $3.15 a gallon or something. I mean, so it keeps climbing. Keeps climbing. Jamie, this is a question for you. This Arkansas series is the second in the last couple of weeks where the opposing team is playing music while our pitcher is on the mound during the at-bat. Can you tell me the rules on that? I don't feel like that is something that we are doing to our opponents here.
Yeah, I don't think that we do that here. They did it in Orlando, too. I don't remember teams doing that before. You know, it's one thing if it's right after the pitch, but I mean, so we have the pitcher having to engage the hitter, and stare him down, so to speak. They have to make eye contact, all that good stuff, and that has to happen with at least 10 seconds on the clock. To me, there has to be a rule where the music has to be shut off earlier.
It's almost
if it wants to happen right after the pitch, if your guy throws wild and you're like, wild thing, okay, that's fine. Stop it then. Okay, but once that pitch clock starts, I think it should be off.
Yes. Just like in football, usually like when the quarterback gets to the line of scrimmage and engages the center, that's usually when the band or the music stops playing. And I think that is if it's not a NCAA rule, I believe it's a Big 12 rule. It seems kind of crazy for that. So that would, and I'm sure it's designed to rattle, you know, your opponent. But
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
I guess that'd be up to the umpire to rule on that, right?
And again, play music real quick, but I mean, it's the equivalent of having artificial noisemakers to make it more, you know, feeling the pressure, being loud and kind of getting a pitcher off his game, which I don't know. I don't think that's necessary, but you know what? In today's world, maybe the fans think it's necessary, because if not, they'll be bored for the next 20 seconds. So they need the music to entertain themselves.
Yes.
Even in recent years, I feel like, maybe they haven't been doing it as much, but I can remember a few years ago, like at the USA, where we started playing like music every time the ball went out of bounds. Okay. And I felt like, hey, that's different. That's new. But I don't feel like in that situation, it's about putting pressure on a team or whatever. I think that's about keeping the fans
entertained
again. And the time that it takes for them to gather the ball and throw it in, we need to be entertained.
Can't just sit idly
for that 6 seconds.
Right.
But again, that to me, that's about the fans, not about trying to make an inbounder worried. Oh no. George Michael's in my ear. I can't handle it. Who do I pass to?
My guess is the most tuned in players probably don't even hear that music.
Yeah, I would guess so. I would agree with that.
You know,
Man, the craziest thing in the game yesterday when I learned new baseball rules that I didn't know existed. I apologize for being so ignorant, but I had no idea there was some concussion rule that you could take a guy out of a game and insert him back in a game. Like it's slow pitch softball or something. That was the craziest thing. And their guy gets hit by a pitch in the head, and they can, so they pull him out of the game. They put a pinch runner for him as they go check on him to make sure he's not concussed or whatever. And then the better defender goes out there in the field to play for him. And then when his spot in the lineup comes back up, you can put him back in the game. What? I've never heard of such a thing. New rule, apparently been around a few years due to concussion protocols.
I hadn't heard that at all.
New guy comes back in the game.
I missed that part of the game yesterday.
Then we hit him again. And they tried to reinsert the guy that had been in for him the first time that was taken out.
But they couldn't do that.
And the umpires got together and said, no, we're not going to do that. I mean, I get the spirit of the rule, which is, and this is what it is college baseball having to protect them, the kids, from the managers.
Okay.
Because if a guy gets hit and a manager wants a guy still in the game, they're not going to let him go through concussion. They're like, oh, you're good. You can count to 10. Get back out there. Mm-hmm. They don't trust the managers to do what's right for the kid. And so they've got to say, okay, here's what we can do. We'll let you take him out of the game, let him go through protocol. You put a faster runner in for him, better defender. That's what Arkansas did. Smart move. Okay? But when his turn comes back up, he can come back in the game if he's passed all the protocols.
Wow.
I mean, that's not baseball. Baseball in the history of ever is, right. If you leave the game, it's...
Right, you're done.
You're done.
Right. Right, you're done.
You're done.
I mean, that'd be like somebody that sprains an ankle. Oh, we get him in there and we tape it back up and he's good to go. What's the difference?
I mean, we changed rules for safety reasons, I guess. Again, that's protecting them from the managers.
6:39 this morning here on the morning drive brings a whole new level of strategy to a ball game.
It does, and Arkansas tried to use it. The spirit from Arkansas was not in the spirit of safety. They were trying to use it. The umpire said no.
Your daily dose of sports and fun. This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
6:45 this morning on the Morning Drive. Today is April the 18th, 2024. With this day in sports history, here is Jeff McGuire.
Going to go ahead and warn both of you. Later, you're going to be promoted. Okay. Just letting you know. Okay. It's coming up later, though.
Okay.
1923, 74,000 people, 62,281 of them that paid, were on hand for the opening of Yankee Stadium. I would like to know who the roughly 12,000 people were who didn't pay.
This is 1974?
1923. There were 74,000 people, 62,281 paid. I want to know the almost the 12K that didn't pay. That's a chunk of people.
Maybe the kids in the Bronx. Maybe
those are the people I want to hang out with.
Yeah.
They got into Yankee Stadium for free.
Nice.
1946, Jackie Robinson debuts as the second baseman for the Montreal Royals. 1950, Yankees win 15-10 after trailing the Red Sox 9-0 in the sixth inning.
What year was that?
1950.
Yeah, I remember that.
1964, L.A. Dodgers pitcher Sandy Koufax strikes out the side on 9 pitches. That's pretty cool. For him, it's kind of an old hat. It was the third time he'd done it in his career.
Wow. What do they call that? An immaculate inning?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
1991, John Stockton, dirty player, breaks his own NBA season assist record at 1,136.
Are you just jumping on the hate John Stockton, or is this kind of a lifelong thing for you?
Not lifelong, because, you know, there was a time before I knew he existed. But a significant portion.
Okay. Is it just you don't like how he looks?
He was in the Utah Jazz, and he's a dirty player.
Okay.
He just got away with it because he was, you know, dirty. And he played in Utah.
I couldn't stand him or Malone. But I loved his pass-first mentality, I will say that.
Dirty player. 1998 NFL Draft. Tennessee quarterback Peyton Manning, first pick by the Indianapolis Colts.
Paid off for him.
It did. That worked out. Yes, that checked out. 2008, NBA owners give approval of a potential Seattle Supersonics relocation to Oklahoma City with a 28-2 vote by the Board of Governors. And in 2021, left-handed pitcher Mason Montgomery struck out 12 and Cal Conley went yard twice as the number 8 Texas Tech baseball team posted a 10-1 victory over West Virginia to claim the series win on the road.
We could use a little of that mojo, couldn't we?
I sure could. Sure could.
It's National Animal Crackers Day.
Oh, I'm a big fan.
I don't want them all the time.
Right.
But every time I have them, I enjoy them.
Right. The little box there with the carnival on the side. Yeah.
I mean, when you eat them, they're really not good. It's just a good feeling for whatever reason.
And that's all that's necessary sometimes.
I mean, is there anything that you can eat that makes your mouth more dry than animal crackers?
Low-fat Wheat Thins.
How would you know?
I would disagree. I could never eat that.
Happy birthday, David Tennant, who's 53. Conan O'Brien is 61. Jeff Dunham, 62. Melissa Joan Hart, 48. James Wood, 77. Miguel Cabrera, 41. And Derek Brooks is 51. And guys, remember when I said you were being promoted?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You're now the president of the United States. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Not so cool. We have just been attacked by another country at one of our main Navy bases. You want to strike back, right? Well, here's the catch. Your Air Force bombers can carry the payload you want them to drop. They don't have the range. Your Navy bombers could get there with your aircraft carriers, but you'd have to send like 1,000 of them. And you don't have 1,000.
Is this one of Jeff's like 6-hour binge games we're playing right now?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with this so far.
Well, then you get a knock on the door. Lieutenant Colonel James H. Doolittle walks in and says, I got an idea. Let's take those Air Force bombers, strip them down to make them gas and bombs only, and launch them off an aircraft carrier. And that is how the Doolittle raid started, which took off and bombed Tokyo on this day in 1945 in their B-25 bombers, which launched off of a carrier 650 miles east of Japan off the USS Hornet. While this attack, overall, damage-wise, wasn't that successful, it did, however, cause the Japanese to pause just for a second because they were not as safe as they thought they were. And that is this day in sports history.
All right, little indicator there means it's time for the winning word that we do every day at this time during the week. Give you a word, and you go to TT973.com so that you could win some cash like others have done already. It's all from the Home Zone, making your house a home. And TT973, we're giving away a total of $10,000. We'll do it every morning at this time at 8:45 and at 4:45 in the afternoon. All you have to do is log on to TT973.com, enter the local winning word for your chance to win weekly cash every Tuesday and Thursday, which is today. It's not a national contest, it's a local contest. So the money will be given away right here in good old Lubbock, Texas, USA, where people stomp around every day. Sometimes in a good stomp and sometimes in a bad stomp. Okay?
Why are they stomping?
Well, sometimes they're...
One-run losses in baseball yes, make a stomp.
Yes. Are they trying to get on Broadway? Because there is a musical called Stomp.
Okay, yes. We'll give away one final cash giveaway of $2,500 at Two Docks on Thursday, June the 20th. It's all from the Home Zone, making your house a home, and Double T 97.3. Your winning word, this should be an easy one for folks to remember, and go to TT973.com and log in. Cowboys. Cowboys is your winning word at 6:45. And we're going to think more Dallas Cowboys than Oklahoma State Cowboys on this. A lot of these have been, some of these have been, you know, college teams, but some have been some NFL teams. Like we had that yesterday. We had an NFL team. And we've got the Cowboys here this morning at 6:45.
I just hope that your luck is as good as the opportunities it would be if only the same amount of people that the Cowboys signed this offseason is what entered a contest today. Because that would just be you, because then you would be guaranteed to win.
Yeah, they've not
one
really...
deep snapper. That's the extent of their off-signing. They have signed, they have spent the fewest amount of dollars in the NFL this offseason.
They don't have any.
But remember, folks, remember, Jerry's all in this year.
He's all in. Meanwhile,
they were just taking the best player available, Jeff.
A deep snapper.
Meanwhile, Bill Belichick is lurking in the shadows there in the hallways, pining to be the next coach.
Can he play
Dallas
defensive
Cowboys.
End? Can he block somebody? That's what the Cowboys need. We have a coach currently.
I really thought for this day in sports history that you were going to bring up, from a history standpoint, that today is the day that Paul Revere rode and shouted that the British are coming, the British are coming, the British are coming.
He didn't say the British were coming.
See, I knew you were going to dispute that.
Everybody was British at that point. We hadn't become the United States yet. It was the Redcoats.
I'm aware of that, but he did say the British are coming.
The Redcoats.
Okay.
I thought in Paul
they were
Revere,
all British.
I thought in Paul Revere said, here's a little story I got to tell.
About three bad brothers you know so well?
That's the only Paul Revere anybody cares about, yeah. Chuck.
Okay.
Greatest,
but no, I will.
Greatest rap cassette ever in the history of ever.
Then there's... Then there's those of us that are a little bit older and we remember Paul Revere and the Raiders. That's a musical group. Okay. It's just before 7 this morning here on the Morning Drive. We will march on and tell you the commercials are coming. The commercials are coming. That's next.
Don't tell them that.
On the Morning Drive.
That's dumb. You've been in radio long enough to know you don't do that.
SportsCenter's coming. SportsCenter's coming.
Your daily dose of sports and fun. This is the Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Thanks for your early participation in the Yates Flooring Center chat line discussion. You can go to the Double T 97.3 mobile app to chime in. It's presented by Happy State Bank. Somebody makes this statement or asks this question. Would any other host at the compound ask for a special intro when sitting in? Probably not. Probably not. Probably not.
How come you've not asked us for a special intro on this show?
Well, because I know that you really don't like that, and so I try to go out of my way. I know this is going to be shocking to you. I actually try to go out of my way not to annoy you. But it seems like I fail at that every single day.
That is definitely shocking.
That is the goal, okay? And I did have a conversation with myself over the weekend about staying in my lane because I kind of, not with you, but with others, I got out of my lane quite a bit at the end of last week. So I wasn't even on the pavement. I was in the dirt. So I'm trying to stay in my lane a little bit better this week.
Chuck, I want you to rest assured.
Uh-huh.
I know this for a fact.
Right.
You are not the only host in this building that has asked for a special intro.
Okay.
I will not tell you who or how many. You are not the only one.
My guess is probably the...
I will not tell you
who. The guy that comes along at noon.
I will not tell you who. And I will not tell you how many. I will just tell you, you are not the only one.
Did you ever hear my analogy comparison with you two?
Yeah, with me and Sneed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, with like Red Sox and Yankee fans. Yeah. I just wanted to be the Yankee fan in that deal.
He
just broke Jamie.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know which is better to be, I guess.
in that situation.
They're both grumpy group.
Sneed, of course, vehemently protested that, you know.
He didn't like that analogy?
No, he He
says you guys aren't the same person.
No, he says he says his stuff is just shtick. That's not really how he is.
Well,
at least I embrace it. At least I kind of I know who I am, and I'm somewhat comfortable in my own skin.
Some of what one of the two of them do is
shit. We should get t-shirts made for it. Call it the Rule Number One Club.
It's four, but okay.
Yeah, except that nobody else believes that, Chuck.
It's what's on the sheet.
You can put it three back just to make yourself feel better, but those that are around you know it's Rule Number One.
Well... maybe I'll just change it then. Let's see. We've been asked this question a couple of different times today, and maybe by the same person, but it is a good question. With kind of looking ahead to the weekend and the weather, any thoughts on game time changes or trying to get two in, you know, whether it's tomorrow or Sunday or any thought on that?
I think it's possible. I'm not in communication with those that make those decisions about those decisions, but I definitely feel like that's a possibility looking ahead to the weekend.
I'm just going to answer it the best way I can.
Mm-hmm.
I have made plans to be waiting by my radio and by my phone to make adjustments to the schedule this weekend. That is what my plan for the weekend is, because I anticipate changes happening this weekend. Whether they happen or not, that's up for debate. But I am making plans to make changes.
Okay. Yeah,
no doubt. It doesn't look like great weather.
And, of course, on cue, we get this protestation from the official. In no world, in all caps, no, am I the same guy as Chuck? No world, in all caps, with three exclamation marks on cue. I didn't make that accusation, sir. That was somebody else. But I'm in agreement with him that there are some similarities there.
And Red Sox fans are also don't think they're anything like Yankee fans. Yankee fans are like, what? Those losers? No way. We're nothing like them.
I'm excited about this this new hire for the Red Raider basketball team, Frederico from coming to us from Pitt by way of Northern Oklahoma Junior College, where he was an honorable mention Junior College All-American, 21 and 22. He has over the last 2 years for Pitt recorded 101 blocks. Averaged 5.2 rebounds per ball game. He only averaged 4.7 points a ball game this year. It was 6.6 in 2023, but he's 6'11". So he's gonna feel some presence there in the middle, and looks like he's got some obviously looks like he's got some size to him.
Is that Federico, or is that Federico, Federico?
No, I think it's just Federico. I mean, there's no comma in his name, Federico. You know, that way, those of us that like to repeat ourselves, it helps, you know, a lot.
He's perfect.
Perfect for me, you know, Federico.
Except that he's not.
Because he's not 7 foot.
Because he's 6'11".
He's
6'11". Well, I'll get him coached up. I mean, you know.
We're going to coach up height.
We'll get him some Gene Simmons boots.
When he gets here, we'll just... have a conversation over there with men's hoops and go, hey, in his shoes, he's 7 foot, I'll bet. And that's what he's going to play in, is in his shoes. So
what if he's 6'11 in his shoes?
Well, that'd be a problem. You know, he might be. He might be 6'11".
They might measure him already.
And
way.
Here's the deal. If he's 6'11 in his shoes, he's 6'11 in his shoes. But if he's 7 foot in his shoes, he's a 7 footer. Here comes the 7 footer, Federico, out of Pitt from Northern Oklahoma. 101 block shots. That's impressive, Jamie. That's a presence.
That is impressive. That is a guy that's going to change things on the back end of your defense, no doubt.
Yeah.
Do we know why he was mistreated at Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I think maybe he's just, He was a free agent, Jamie. He was available. Maybe he wanted to play in the Big 12. Maybe
we speculated on, I think it was a choice yesterday on the end of the bench, that it might be him looking for some more offensive opportunities, because while he is a very defensive-minded player with blocks and rebounds and being a rim protector, his offensive numbers were not large. And what do we know about Grant McCaslin and big men? He likes throwing the lob to them, so this is an offensive opportunity for him to come here.
Mr. Federico is a guy that shot 65% from the field in his 68 games with Pitt, 159 of 243. He has never, Jamie, attempted a three-point shot.
Good for him.
Yeah, so that's...
Stay in your lane, literally.
Right, literally.
That one under the basket, that's your lane.
Yeah.
They call it the lane, but we're going to call it your lane.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if they named it the Heinz Lane? If I, you know,
who was talking about Heinz?
We said stay in your lane. You know,
I was thinking about talking to Federico, comma Federico.
I was thinking about.
I like to say his last name first.
I was just thinking if you know, if
you
I could
finally
sponsor,
got my joke.
I did finally get your joke. I didn't really understand what you were talking about first, but I've told you this repeatedly. I am not one that really gets jokes. He was born in Egypt and raised in Finland. Man, I'm looking forward to talking to this young man. You know?
Well, if he can give you anything close to what Warren Washington gave you with the high handoffs and, you know, blocking shots and rebounding and all that, you'll be thrilled.
Yeah. 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 So that's two for Grant McCaslin, you know, and Kevin Overton has officially signed with Texas Tech, so he's signed, sealed, and delivered. He's coming at this point. As of today, he's coming.
It's early.
The Morning Drive Podcast from Double T 97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
All right, coming up at 8, we'll continue basketball, baseball, a little bit of football, as the spring game will be Saturday, hopefully. Down in Midland. 7:45, it is the Boom Boom Boom, and next, Jamie's Question of the Day.
Time now for Jamie's Question of the Day on Lubbock Sports Station, Double T 97.3.
Why would you give him any ideas, Jeff? Well, you might actually listen to the lyrics of the song.
You
want to
know
it.
What we're thinking with Jamie's question. That's yeah. That you are the
Okay, all right.
That's why I went with that.
Just be careful. Chuck might start sharing stories.
He might answer the question, sure. So.
Oh, you guys think that's just...
True. This, yes, we do. 100%.
You have this theory, this image that is not always
and
accurate.
And we got the image from where?
Well, I mean, part of it's my fault.
Part of it.
I might have planted a seed or two.
Do you think the lucky lady was sharing these stories with us over the last 4 years?
Why do you make it sound like it's hedonism or something, but it's not.
So, Jamie, you have a question for us.
I was not even... I gave no indication of which stories I was talking about.
Okay. All right.
I was just... Blank statement referencing the fact that you sometimes have been known to overshare.
It's possible.
No point did the word colony come up.
Colony seems so...
Accurate. Okay, I do have a question of the day today.
Okay.
And this does not enjoy... Or it does not have anything to do with... Chuck's swimming techniques.
Okay.
We're going to go, just felt like we haven't done much of this lately, so some fun conference realignment kind of talk.
Okay.
Just for funsies. I'm giving you guys the power as the commissioner of the Big 12 to delete two teams from the conference.
Okay.
All right. And... add two teams to the conference that are either not in the conference or on their way out of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So delete two from our new Big 12 of 16.
Okay.
But then add two. Who are you replacing them
with? This is really easy for me. I am going to delete UCF and West Virginia, and I'm going to add Missouri and Texas A&M. I hate the fact that you've lost these rivalries. I mean, you could tell me A&M or Texas, but I think there's just so much hate for Texas right now. And I think that there have been times you were more competitive with Texas A&M, whether it's and the game's more entertaining, whether it was basketball on the men's side or football, whether it was down there or here. I miss that tradition. And then for me, Missouri, just because of the border war between Kansas and Missouri, and you know, I just hate that was done away with and just cast aside. So those are my two schools that I would throw out: UCF and West Virginia. They don't belong in the Big 12. They're not anywhere near part of this part of the country. But you can also make the case of Arizona and Arizona State. But I'll just throw out the two schools that are east and go a little more central.
I feel bad on one of these because they're not even in the Big 12 yet. I already want them out, and that would be Utah. Like, I'm just irked by Utah right now, and I don't know why. They haven't done anything other than just be snotty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're allowed to be snotty when things are going on, I guess. Houston's number two, although probably number one and number two on the list would be Houston. Kick them out twice. We're bringing two teams back. One back, one new team. And the one team that I'm bringing in that isn't coming back to the Big 12 is just giving the big old number one to another conference and to the whole process that involved this group. Notre Dame, welcome to the Big 12.
Oh, wow.
And in return of another, you know, giving the big old number one to somebody, we're bringing back A&M. I don't want to bring back Texas. Don't have a lot of success against Texas in football. There's some really big success, like individual, but numbers, not so many. A&M, different story. I'll take that one back.
Okay. I'm shocked that Chuck didn't pick TCU and Houston. That really surprised me.
Oh, to throw them out?
Yeah.
I was just thinking more regionally, but yeah.
Yeah. I would delete West Virginia and Cincinnati. I actually think that UCF is going to really bring something to our conference, and okay. I'm excited for that. So if it helps in the recruiting in Florida and all that good stuff, it just strengthens the Big 12 conference. West Virginia and Cincinnati, I don't know that they bring as much to the table.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. That makes some sense.
Yeah, so I would I'd get rid of those two. The two that I would bring back, I wouldn't have said this years ago. I'm a different person now, and I really enjoy when our fans are excited and it makes for great atmosphere. Okay? Even though I agree with some of what Jeff said about not having Texas around because you haven't had a lot of success against them, it's fun for me when our fan base creates great atmosphere. Okay, to see everybody so excited to play teams that you really dislike. I mean, years ago I said, A&M's gone. I love that they're gone. Don't have to deal with them and their fans anymore. I feel differently now about Texas and A&M. Those are the two that I would bring back.
Okay.
Just because I think our fan base gets fired up.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it makes for a fun Saturday or Tuesday night or Saturday afternoon, you know, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. I mean, I'd love to see the Aggies or Longhorns and or come here for a weekend baseball series. I think it would be just awesome. So,
and I think if you think about, you know, the three main sports, you know, football, men's hoops, and baseball, those two schools complement all three sports. You know, in terms of, you know, the what they would bring to the, you know, to the table in terms of rivalry, fans, excitement,
sure,
all those things. Mm-hmm. Can't necessarily say the same thing, mm-hmm, with in my case Missouri or maybe even in Jeff's case Notre Dame. Okay. So if you have a thought on that, an opinion on that, hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line or the Visual Edge IT hotline. 7:39 this morning on The Morning Drive. Boom, boom, boom is next.
The Morning Drive podcast from Double T 97.3 is presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
8:02 this morning here on The Morning Drive, hour 3 of 3. with you. We look forward to hearing from you on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, Visual Edge IT hotline. Jamie, Jeff, and I, I'll come to you from our First United Bank studio here in downtown Lubbock. And we look forward to your thoughts and comments today. We'll have Ranger baseball on the air for you today. We'll have Friendship baseball on the air for you today. The Friendships play at Odessa Permian. That'll be at 4:30. We'll have that for you on Sunny 97.7. Rangers and the Tigers from Detroit. This is game 4 of 4. 11:30 the broadcast time, 12:10-ish. The first pitch from Detroit as the Rangers look to take the series. They won game one, lost game two, won yesterday, and they'll play today. So we'll see what transpires. They got Jack Leiter throwing for them, draft pick that they were really excited about. And he's going to climb the hill today and see what he can do from 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see if he can get the ball over the old plate. The Red Raiders in Arkansas yesterday, they dropped the game 5-4 to the Razorbacks, the number two team in the country. And just kind of a tough setback for the Red Raiders. Just had some opportunities, and then, you know, I guess just from a pitching standpoint, Jamie, what you talked about earlier, the eighth inning and giving up that extra run and how they did it, the walks, the hit by pitch. I mean, that's like two games in a row where they get – basically the winning run without a hit.
Yeah, I mean, you gave them two runs. I mean, it's just plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And you lose both games by one run.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not ideal.
We get this. I know moral victories don't mean anything, but Tech did play the number two team in the country to 2 1-run games. This Tech team is not that far off from being a really good team. I think you would agree with that, right?
I would agree with every bit of that. Yeah, every bit of it. I don't think this is a bad baseball team by any stretch. The record bears out that they're not a bad baseball team, but the record shows that they're an average baseball team, and I think they're better. I think they have the potential to be better than average, or not. They're not that far off, but you got to stop beating yourself a little bit and, you know, coming up with hits in some key spots. But at the same time, you know, you're 39 games in, you kind of are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the potential is there for more. Whether or not that happens, we don't know. Whether they turn the corner and you're just hoping that it does once and then you build on it, right? That maybe that kind of relaxes everybody and opens up the door and suddenly it becomes contagious.
I was going to ask you, is there a recipe for that to stop, quote, beating yourselves?
I'll let you answer.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna say probably not. I mean, I'm gonna say
play better baseball.
I mean, is it concentrating more? Is it being more focused? Is it, you know, at some point in time you're gonna have some good luck come your way? You know, because you've had some times where you've had some bad luck just from the standpoint of, you know, just hitting them right at it where you are, or the other team gets a little bloop, you know. I mean, it's just kind of, there's been a little bit of that. I mean, that sounds like you're making excuses, but kind of is what it is, though, on that deal. And just kind of when you look at it, you just kind of go, well, man, sometimes it feels like you've had a little bad luck, right?
It feels like you've had a lot of bad luck.
Yeah. You know, this isn't...
But again, I'm sorry, Jeff. I don't mean to interrupt you. You can only look at the luck things, I mean, so much. When you play yourself into bad spots. Mm. Like the last 2 days, I mean, you went toe-to-toe with the number two team in the country and one of the hardest places to play and all of the above. But in each of those situations, you just gift-wrapped them a run that decided the game. That's not bad luck. That's not you doing your job. You know, I mean, you guys are going to get hit every once in a while. You can accept that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guy's going to hit a home run out of the park, or guy's going to hit one in the gap, and teams are going to score runs, and it happens. You know, Arkansas is really talented, but you give up a run on, you know, back-to-back errors, a hit by pitch, and a sac fly. to lose you one game, and then you go three walks and a hit by pitch to lose you the other game, that's not bad luck. That's you not getting it done. And for the most part, you look at five runs yesterday and you feel like, hey, pitching staff gave you a chance. They did. Offense couldn't get enough done. And I've said it before, I think you saw really good pitching over the last, you know, five games of that road trip. And you handled it. You scored runs. You didn't get dominated. Just not enough.
At the end of the day.
And it seems like all season long we're a broken record here. Like on the days where you get your offense going and you score eight runs, you give up nine. You know, could we flip flop that and say, hey, score eight when they only score five? Can we do that? Can we pick?
We could try.
But you got to put it together.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this doesn't always work. What I'm about to suggest here. There needs to be a team meeting, and coaching staff too. Like, this isn't just a team meeting only, but you sit down and watch Mr. Baseball. And I know this is ridiculous, but one of the best lines in that movie is, baseball's a game, and games are supposed to be fun. I don't feel like this team is trying to have fun. I feel like this team is pressing. I feel like that the dauber gets down and they can't get it turned around again. And while they have fun moments, they're not having any fun. Baseball's a game. Games are supposed to be fun. And when teams start to relax, they start to play better.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And sometimes this team just feels like they're pressing a little too hard. They know they need to make a perfect throw, or they think they need to make a perfect throw, or make the hit the home run when a double would work, or a single, or just advance a runner over. Baseball's a game. Games are supposed to be fun. And then you light the coach's shoe on fire, but I don't think Tadlock would appreciate that as much.
If it would help him win, I think he'd be fine.
He'd be fine. Why don't you try that? Jeff's interviewing him on Friday. Next time that you're with him, take a little lighter down there and do a little hot foot. See what happens. How do you think that would go? Maybe light Jeff's shoe on fire. That'd be more fun.
We just spent 8 days on the road with the baseball team. I think we said two words to each other. Last night, I handed him his bag, and he said, thanks, Jamie.
This has been the Morning Drive Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at DoubleT 97.3.com.